For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good, stellar information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com, and Village Green has updated the favorite best shows on their website. Check out your favorite subjects. And a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health on their website and the store on Cedar Lane. You get expert advice in both places. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next week for Kevin's show on resolving inflammation. Now, today, our esteemed guest is Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard. He is a holistic and biological dentist with 30 years of clinical experience. And our topic is a biological dentist's approach to treating dental problems. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tom.
Good morning, Dana. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here. And greetings from the Music City, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, I've been there, and I have relatives there, and love the city. Well,
it's a great place.
We are talking today about a new term to many people, biological dentistry, and you and I had a nice conversation as a dental hygienist. I'm very familiar with it, and I am so excited that we have this show. I think this is the first time that we have talked about this subject on the show. So give us your background and how you became a biological dentist.
Well, thank you, Dana. You mentioned I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've got to say I'm having more fun doing dentistry now than I have in the first 30 years. And I'm also correcting a lot of mistakes I made in the first 10 years as a normal conventional dentist. But the way I got into it was this was back probably in the mid-90s. My wife came in and said, Tom, she goes, I don't want these kids having fluoride anymore, our kids. And I'm like, what? I'm like, to a dentist, that's heresy, that she didn't want fluoride for our kids. And I thought, well, wait a minute, I'm the expert, you know, what do you know? And turns out, you know, 10, 15 years later, she was dead on, and she was getting into natural health, and I was still the synthetic guy. So, then as I kind of would see patients in my practice in Minnesota, I would be frustrated because people would have all of these issues. They'd come in with all these problems and be overweight, and I would think, well, the only thing I can do for them is to do a filling. And I'm thinking, well, that's not going to really help much. So I got into nutrition, thinking that nutrition had something to do with health, even though I was hearing from my profession that nutrition had very little to do with health or nothing at all to do with health. And I attended a seminar in Minnesota with a nutritionist, and he said, and I told you this before, Dana, as we were talking, he said, you know, there's a problem in healthcare, which we term now disease care, but the problem is not with your hospital or with your doctor or with your insurance plan. The problem is, and he flashed a slide up on the screen, and the slide was a grocery store. He said, the battle is raging in the grocery store. And that hit me hard, and I took it to heart. And so I started to look into, and then I went into a medical program, which took me 3 years to complete, and realized that there's a whole other side to pharmaceutical drugs and pharmaceutical approach, which I don't abandon wholeheartedly, but I don't look at it as a first-line approach anymore, but with surgery and with although I do surgery. We'll talk about that too, cavitation surgery and root canal removals, et cetera. But that got me kind of into the realm of knowing that there's another side, there's another counterpart to pharmaceutical drugs, and that is naturopathic drugs. And then I got more interested and ran into a hygienist like yourself who was very, very innovative, and she was doing cosmetic Botox and and hyaluronic acid, and she was doing facial procedures, and she said, "Tom, with what you're doing, you really need to go to the A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine," which I did, and I became boarded with them. So I finished off with anti-aging medicine. So I look at everything as a dentist from the biological holistic perspective through an anti-aging lens and through a naturopathic lens. So that's kind of how I got there.
Well, as I said, we're kindred spirits.
Absolutely.
That has certainly been my journey through dentistry and nutrition and being a partner in several alternative medicine, complementary functional medicine practices.
Right.
What you've described is the difference between a traditional dentist and a biological dentist. I want you to go into more detail so our listeners understand
Sure. What
a dental visit with you is like compared to how traditionally dentistry is done.
Got it. Well, we see patients from what we call a holistic standpoint. Now, some people will tell you what that means is we see patients that have a whole list of problems, and they come in and they've got Lyme and they've got fibromyalgia. And they have fatigue issues, and they have mercury toxicity issues, or let me say heavy metal toxicity issues. And so we look at the whole. First of all, we have a very complex medical history form that lists a lot of issues. We look at hormone levels, we look at neurotransmitter balance, we look at nutrition. We ask them a lot of nutritional questions, and some of our what we call our traditional dental patients who are more into the cosmetic realm, which we also do, will say, "Well, what do you need to know about estrogen for? What do you need to know? Why are you asking me all these questions about was I raised on, was I breastfed?" Because really it all makes a lot of difference. But we look at everything from a standpoint of whole body health, what we call it. Now, if you talk to a cardiologist, he's going to tell you that health begins in the arteries and the heart. If you talk to an endocrinologist, he's going to tell you that life begins and ends with hormones. If you talk to a dentist, we're going to tell you that it starts the disease and infection control starts in your mouth with inflammation. So we look at all this inflammatory. We look at all the inflammatory issues. We have very complex techniques for record taking, and we hone in on dental infections. Even though we're attuned to all of these other issues that patients have, we really then want to hone in on dental infections and dental decay, and failed root canals and cavitations, osteocavitations, which we call another hole in your head that you just don't know about, but they can cause a lot of issues. So again, to simplify, we look at everything kind of from a holistic jigsaw puzzle approach.
And this is the new wave of looking at the patient as a whole patient. In dental hygiene,
Absolutely. We
used to say a Coke is better. I am not one of
the we's.
That a Coke was better. You wouldn't get as much decay as you would chewing something, a sticky candy, as if it mattered to the whole body. It does matter to the whole body. And if it's healthy for your mouth and healthy for your body, it's one in the same. And I think that hopefully that attitude has changed. I do want to talk a little bit about the water fluoridation and the fact that the National Academy of Sciences has recognized that those who get fluoride from 92% of the fluoridated waters are getting a fluoride that hasn't been thoroughly tested, and it's associated with a reduction in IQ. Can you talk some more about what's wrong with fluoride?
Yes. And you brought up a few specifics on dental decay, too, which are all kind of tied together. Because, well, when I went to school, I worked with a very, very world-class biochemist, and his name was Dr. Leon Singer. This is at the University of Minnesota. And I opted out of biochemistry since I had a lot of credits in biochemistry. And we worked on this, we'd take extracted teeth from the oral surgery department, and then we would wrap the teeth in this substance called Durafat, which was from England, and it was a fluoride containing gel. and it would harden on the teeth, and we'd measure with iontophoresis the fluoride ion migration across the enamel matrix in a 9-month period. And this was my first clue, is that this might not be what I'm thinking it is, because as we measured this over a 9-month period, the fluoride that migrated across the enamel matrix was zero at the end of 9 months. And so now I'm in a dental practice. I'm going, okay, so I'm going to do a 1-minute fluoride on a child, which can kill them, by the way. I mean, kids have died with this.
It
does decrease their mental acuity. It can cause osteopenia. It can cause cancer. And it's a waste product. The fluoride is a waste product, but it really maybe hardens the dentin, or I'm sorry, the enamel just a little bit, the surface layer, but it's kind of like bisphosphonates that just cause a very hardened, dense, porcelain-like bone.
Too brittle.
And it really doesn't do anything. Yeah, but what it really does is it screws up your thyroid, your T4 to T3 conversion in the liver, which is the thyroid hormones, because it displaces iodine on the tyrosine ring, and it knocks it off, and it can cause all kinds of thyroiditis and thyroid deficiencies. So it causes other issues too, but it really doesn't do much for dental decay. Now, dental decay is one of those in my opinion, it's kind of a misunderstood thing in dentistry. We've been beating people, and you know this, Dana, very well. We've been beating people over the head for years trying to figure out what causes dental decay. So we beat them over the head with flossing and brushing, no sugar. But the thing is, what I think dentistry doesn't understand is there's two components to dental decay, because dental decay is an infection. And when we have an infection, you have an acidic, positively charged area in the body. Okay, so I don't care where the infection is, this is what's going on. So as you have a positively charged area in the body with tooth decay, there's this other component, this internal component called the dentinal fluid transport system. And that's the dental canaliculi, the little odontoblastic tubules, these miles of tubules in the tooth that they talk about that get filled up with bacteria when you have dental decay. So there's a flow of minerals through this dental canaliculi, and the flow of minerals, and this is not only happening in your teeth, it's happening in your bones also. What happens in your teeth matrix happens in your skeletal matrix. And people, we try to make people understand that. So you have a flow of, when you eat sugar, for example, you have a flow of ions that goes from your teeth from your bone back out into the blood in order to balance the blood, because the body is well tuned to remain with a homeostatic balance, and that balance is alkaline and acidity.
Well,
and that's a whole other topic.
Yes, we are going to cover alkaline and acidity.
Yes.
And
yes.
For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Tom, a biological dentist.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wider range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so do tune in next week for Kevin's show on resolving inflammation. Our guest today is Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, and he likes to be called Dr. Tom. He's a holistic and biological dentist with 30 years of clinical experience, and our topic is a biological dentist's approach to treating dental problems. And the first in the first segment, we got the interesting background of how Dr. Tom got into this field, and a background on biological dentistry. It treats the whole person, and holistic mm-hmm. and whole, I think, are interchangeable. We were talking about fluoride and the fact that the fluoride in the water supply does not necessarily protect against tooth decay; can do the opposite. Because people don't get a certain dose. If people consume a lot of fluoride through the water and fluoride rinses and fluoride mouth treatments and fluoride toothpaste, it can be harmful and even deadly, which you mentioned. So let's talk a little mm-hmm. bit more about the fluoride and getting into remineralizing teeth in a healthy manner.
Okay. Well, you know, another thing, too, I was reading, Dana, in a DAMS magazine just recently, it was about preeclampsia and fluoride. And fluoride can cause preeclampsia and hypertension in pregnant women, which is can be a very, very serious condition. But getting back to the remineralization, demineralization, the body is trying to balance itself out with an alkaline versus an acidic approach. And the standard American diet, which we call SAD, is very acidic, and it can cause an imbalance of the alkaline reserve in your body. Now, your body is terrific at balancing and trying to keep cells in an alkaline state because cancers can't survive in alkaline cells, and when there's alkaline cells, there's also a tremendous amount of oxygen, which gets to be a huge problem. So when somebody comes into our office, and they're just overwhelmed with the fact that their child has dental decay, first thing we do is we say, okay, what this is you have an infection, and what happens is when the infection starts, the pH drops, and that has to do with the voltage. And so when the pH drops, the oxygen goes out of the cell. And when the oxygen goes out of the cell, then the bacteria, what we call the anaerobic bugs, come back into the cell into the area, and they set up housekeeping and they start having you for lunch. And so this is kind of a Jerry Tennant approach. Being that bugs don't have teeth, they produce enzymes, and these enzymes like collagenase and LTS will begin to emulsify your tissue, and so that they can that's what they thrive on. So what we do to get rid of the to remineralize instead of the demineralization process, what we do is we give ozone and oxygen into the area. So we have a DOU ozone machine that will increase it'll increase the negative charge into the area, and it'll kill all the bugs, it'll kill fungus, it'll kill bacterium, It'll kill parasites, and it will remineralize the teeth and make the infection go away. So that's kind of a beautiful thing that we do here.
That's fascinating. And this is a more current, more scientific approach.
Absolutely.
Give us some more information on the diet, and what we're talking about is why is a healthy diet protective with regard to the oral cavity?
Right, because that's a great question, and the answer is because it increases the alkalinity, which is the mineral content, and the charge, which is the negative charge. So what we suggest is eat plenty of raw foods, and we do raw milk. We're big advocates of the Weston A. Price Foundation and the Price-Pottinger Nutrition Foundation. Their approach is eggs, seeds, avocados, walnuts, saturated fats, all the stuff that we've thought now for years is bad for us and we've taken out of our diet. Stay away from sugar. Sugar reverses the dental fluid transport system's flow, and you need to stop eating sugar for many, many reasons. It raises insulin levels. That's the biggest thing, and it causes fat storage. But eat things like eggs, seeds, avocados, walnuts. Omega-3 fatty acids are great and a good whey protein source. And then I'm talking about you don't want to overwhelm the body with too much protein because you can overtax the kidneys. But just also add water, add minerals and trace minerals and macro minerals to your water. Magnesium is another one, and iodine is another nutrient that we're horribly deficient in, particularly women. And that has a lot to do, like you said, with fluoride. That has a lot to do with brain chemistry and alkalinity and intelligence in young kids. So we try to tell our pregnant women to maintain an iodine level of about 12.5 micrograms per day, or I'm sorry, milligrams, not micrograms. We're used to micrograms, but in our diet, that's the RDA approach, the recommended daily allowance, which we call RATS daily allowance, or really dumb advice.
I tackle this subject all the time, and what the Institute of Medicine says is that the RDA or DRIs, both terms are used, are they apply to 98% of healthy people. They don't define healthy, and that definition is that 24% of the public is considered healthy, which means the RDAs do not apply to the rest of the public. So I always like to put that in because people think the RDAs apply to everyone. It's like one shoe size for everyone. We're all different. Some people have gene variants, deficiencies, conditions. And so we're not that healthy in this country.
Right. You are right. You know, I used to attend and still do the anti-aging seminars that the A4M puts on. And I recall one segment where this physician got up and he says, "Oh, how many of you guys is a room of about 2,000 people?" And he says, "How many of you guys think that you're healthy?" And, you know, this was a group from probably 30s to 70s, let's say. And, of course, about 75% of the class raises their hand, and the guy goes, "You guys are nuts." He goes, "You guys are sicker than you think. You know, the aging process begins, you know, at the metabolic level, and it begins when you're about 20 to 30. And you guys have a lot more wrong with you than you think you do. So you're right about that. And people, you know, what's really driving the biological dental craze, if you will, are people are going to the internet. They're learning about MTHFR. They're learning about chronic fatigue syndrome. They're learning about multiple chemical sensitivities, and they're educating themselves. And then they go to their doctor and they kind of get beat down because they're told that no, that has nothing to do with anything because the physicians and the dentists don't understand it. But then the moms come to us and they say, "Oh, you mean you agree with us? You don't think we're crazy?" And we're like, "No, we think you're right. We think you're dead on. They think we're crazy."
That is so true. So what we're saying is a healthy diet's so important. And you and I talked before about Emanuel Sharaskin. And one of the interesting things he said is that he was on a talk show with not a prisoner of war, a man who had been in World War II and was hiding in a cave and afraid to come out. And he lived there for decades, thinking the war was still going on. So Sharaskin is sitting next to him. He sees a beautiful group of, he sees a beautiful dentition, healthy guy. He ate raw. He never cooked because he was afraid that would reveal him. And Sharaskin said, I decided it was not the time to discuss the benefits of flossing and toothbrushing with this gentleman who did neither, had a holistic diet and a perfect dentition. So that's the best endorsement I can think of.
And that's exactly what we see clinically in our practices. Sharaskin was an MD, DDS. And Weston A. Price was a DDS back in the 1900s, around that era. And he went out and did population studies. And what he noticed was people who ate indigenous diets had no dental decay and had beautiful developed dentitions. What we do in our office is we do a lot of functional orthodontics. And because the nutrition has so much to do with the remineralization process and the demineralization process, that you know, but when you eat an indigenous diet, which we don't do, we eat a highly processed diet, and that's where we've gone wrong, selling people the low-fat diet. And we need fats, but we need healthy fats. We need them for cellular membrane transport, for example. But Weston Price and Sharaskin and Price Pottinger, or I'm sorry, Frank Pottinger and a few people like that have been out there espousing these natural effects of eating a healthy diet. And we've just ignored it over the years. But I think now it's kind of come full circle. And with the internet, people can go on there and they can say, hey, wait a minute, there's something to this. And we get people like that all the time. We get over 100 new patients a month, Dana.
Wow.
And so... So really, and we're having a hard time keeping up with all of this, but it's so interesting, like you said, like we started at the top of the hour, it's so interesting, and it's so much fun to be practicing in this day and age. I love it.
It is, and I find that people in this field have an excitement, just like I'm hearing in your voice, and I know my listeners are familiar with my own excitement about contemporary, being modern. We now have so much ability to identify at such a micro level what is going on in the human body. And I will say this, my handouts have not changed significantly in 40 years, because if you're promoting a healthy diet, an organic diet,
it's come full circle.
Yeah, it doesn't change that much. Yes, some people are more carnivorous, some are more vegetarian, and the amount of fat in the diet changes throughout the world, depending on if you're an Eskimo, you need a 70% diet, and there are other societies that 15 to 20% does it. So it that doesn't change, and humans still are very similar to what we were 2 million years ago, and modern humans 200,000 years ago. We haven't changed that much.
Yeah. Well, raw milk is actually healthy for you. It's alkaline, and I espouse that if you make ice cream out of raw milk, it's actually a health food.
I like that. Well, we're going to talk more about this. I love what you're sharing. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And I want you to stay with us, because we're going to be right back with more interesting information from Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, Dr. Tom, a biological dentist.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember, tune in next week for Kevin's show on resolving inflammation. You're going to like that. And today we have a fascinating show. We're talking about a biological dentist's approach to treating dental problems. Our guest is Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, who is a holistic and biological dentist. He's also a naturopath. He has a background in anti-aging medicine. So he looks at the human oral cavity as part of the whole human. We love that. That's how every specialist should be looking. If they're a cardiologist, if they're an endocrinologist, they should be looking at that system, taking into account the whole person, W-H-O-L-E, the whole person. And we talk also about holistic. Somebody once said holistic means treating what goes in and out of the holes of the body. That was Jeff Bland.
Yeah, there you go. Well, as we've been taught, it's the people that come in with a whole list of problems.
And that's another one. I love it. So you have a lot of clinical pearls to share, and our listeners love to walk away from the show and say, aha, I learned something new. I can do that. So let's give them the clinical pearls.
Okay. Which we have many, because we can talk about detoxification. I want to kind of touch on how to regenerate some new cells, cellular healing, because it's all about the cell. But one of the things that we haven't touched on, Dana, is periodontal disease and the risks for cardiac vascular disease. And so what I wanted to alert the listeners to is that there's a whole new concept out there, because we've been beat over the head with Lipitor and cholesterol, which is the bad guy. And as it turns out, cholesterol is not the bad guy. We need cholesterol, you know, in our diets in order to beef up the cellular membrane potential. And we hadn't really touched on that a whole lot. But I wanted to give them a few new risk factors for heart disease, which are homocysteine. And there's a new test out called, it's not that new, but it may be new to your listeners. It's called oxidized LDL. And there's a test called an LPP test, and it's made by SpectraCell Labs. And we they do a lot of nutritional testing. We use them a lot for testing nutrients, for testing glutathione, et cetera. But they can do this oxidized LDL test, and then have the listeners look for fibrinogen. This is a clot promoting substance that's in your blood, and there's high HSC reactive protein, which is made in the liver. So when you have a dental infection, you have those bugs that we talked about that go systemic. They go into your liver and they produce this compound called called C-reactive protein, which is a general, what we call bioinflammatory marker. You can test for that, and you can do, you ask your physician, ask your nurse practitioner, ask your doctor to test for that, and it should be in a range where you are not inflamed. Test for serum ferritin, free T3, one of the biggest indicators, and this was coming from a Sinatra lecture at the A4M. One of the biggest things that that people have that they need to beef up after they've had a cardiovascular incident and they're in a hospital bed because they've had a heart attack is free T3. Now, that's your active thyroid hormone. Also, particularly in women, check your triglyceride levels, because triglyceride levels don't come from fat. They don't come from cholesterol. They come from
sugar.
That's one of the reasons why you got to stay away from sugar. And sugar, folks, is in everything. The high fructose corn syrup, that has mercury in it, by the way.
Yes.
And we haven't really even touched on that. It's poison. It's absolute poison. So stay away from that. Urinary microalbumin, that's a factor that affects what we call endothelial dysfunction. See, there are all these barriers in your body, like your skin, your gut. That's where leaky gut syndrome comes from. Your blood-brain barrier that protects your brain from chemicals, but there are things that cross the blood-brain barrier, like mercury. That's why you need to go to a biological dentist to get your mercury fills out. Don't, folks, ever let a general dentist take out a mercury filling without doing it properly. And also make sure that if they take a crown off, or you're having a crown done, that you're making sure that all the amalgam is underneath the crown is taken out properly. And then have them look for the osteocavitations, have them look for the lesions at the end of the root, because most root canals, particularly molar root canals, will fail, and they have a high predilection for breast cancer in women. There was a study in Switzerland where an oncologist took this is an MD who took a 1,000 of his patients and the connection between breast cancer and failed root canals in the first molar position. And this gets into the biomeridians, which maybe we can do another show sometime, Dana, and talk about biomeridians and all that kind of thing.
Fascinating.
But getting back to the other thing too, we take a natural periodontal protocol approach in our center. We put people on iodine. We make sure, but have your levels tested. I'm not suggesting that you go out and just willy nilly buy this stuff. Work with a practitioner. We put teams together. We work with it. We'll work with your doctor. We'll work with your naturopath. We'll work with your chiropractor. We'll work with your nurse practitioner. And so today anymore, you have to put a team of clinicians together in order to solve some of your problems that you can't solve in a 5-minute HMO appointment. What you're going to get is a prescription. And that may be, help you out with a symptom or two, but that's not the end of the road. That's not the end of the story. So for periodontal, take care of your dental infections. If you have any at all, check out with a biological dentist. Make sure you get rid of your dental infections. Next thing is make sure you have no periodontal disease. And if you do, start using oil pulling. Talk to them about ozone therapy. Chew xylitol gum. This decreases strep mutans and strep pneumonia, which will decrease middle ear infections. It won't spike your blood sugar. Get into nutrition. Get into nutritional therapies. Avoid sugar, like we said. Balance your pH. Add a concentrated minerals to your water. One of the things about water is that we've gotten so obsessive about pure, clean water, which is a good thing, but we've failed to not to, to we've taken all the mineral content out. And when you take the mineral content out, you take the charge out. So that creates an acidic or a neutral environment. And so you have to put the minerals back in, because the minerals are your body's reserve for alkalinity. And the blood is very good at balancing out the alkalinity acidity. If your blood gets in out of a range of 7.25 to 7.35, I believe it is, in pH, you die. And your body isn't going to let you do that. So, and it takes from your teeth, and it takes from your bone matrix for the mineral content. That's the demineralization part, to balance that blood. So make sure you're taking, those nutrients. Probiotic therapies. Probiotics are huge. Digestive enzymes are huge. If you're doing probiotics, make sure you're taking enough lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. Make sure you're taking B vitamins so you don't become neurotoxic. What else can we say? You can probably add a few things in here, too. People always ask,
What do you guys recommend for toothbrushing? Well, I don't recommend Crest or any of the commercial brands because they have sodium lauryl sulfate. They've got all this junk, fluoride, all this kind of stuff in it. What we recommend is baking soda and coconut oil. Coconut oil is a medium triglyceride, and it just it does all kinds of things. It's antibacterial, it's antifungal, it's antiprotozoal, and it works great, and it's great for your gut. The thing that that we can come back maybe and talk about sometime is fixing your gut, because that's where disease starts. I mean, you talk to a gastroenterologist, and if he says disease starts in your gut, he's probably dead on. He's probably right. That's where it starts.
It sure does, and we have this elegant test, I know you're aware of it, where we can measure what species is in your gut and the density of that species. And what we find is that compared to natural societies, the diversity of the good microbiome, the good microbiota in our gut is lacking. We have less. And I sort of compare this to eating a meal that's only mashed potatoes. And diversity would be you've got salad with three or four vegetables in there. You've got some fish or meat. You've got a variety, some fruit, some nuts. This density, we wouldn't want to eat a plate of mashed potatoes. Well, some people probably would, but it's not that attractive, and it's not diverse enough. And it is hard to get that gut healthy. And we talk about fermented foods, fermented coconut yogurt, kefir, fermented raw cow milk. And these are the foods, the traditional foods that can give us gut health.
That's where Weston A. Price comes in. I'll put a plug in for Sally Fallon, who's written a fantastic book called Nourishing Traditions. And if any of your listeners are familiar or not familiar with her, go out and buy that book, Nourishing Traditions.
Well, Sally's been on the show, and she is a colleague, and that book is golden. And her co-author, Mary Enig, who contributed to it, was also a professor of mine, and she paved the path that brought down hydrogenated oils. They're still around, but they're the ISIS of the diet.
You got it. You know, I just gave a lecture called Terrorism at the Cellular Level, and among the things that you just mentioned was canola oil. Canola oil and sugar and high fructose corn syrup. And I mean, you could go on and on. Folks, I'll leave you with this. When you have a label that you have to put on, you have to use a magnifying glass to see, put the food back on the shelf. You don't need it. Your body doesn't need it. Your immune system won't know what to do with it, and it'll just make you sick.
Well,
that is great
advice. I always say if you can't pronounce the words, then don't use it. And we're going to carry on this conversation in our final segment. Again, for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting pearls and information from Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Join us next Sunday for Kevin's show on resolving inflammation. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com, and they have updated the favorite best shows on the website, so check it out for your favorite subjects. Now, our guest today has been Dr. Thomas Lokensgaard, a holistic and biological dentist. He's also a naturopath. And he is a member of the anti-aging organizations. And our topic has been a biological dentist's approach to treating dental problems. So let's carry on about inflammation. We talk about that a lot, Dr. Tom. Let's go into inflammation, periodontal, cardiovascular, and let's talk about some of the genetics that guide our health.
Got it. Okay. Well, you know, this reminds me, Dana, when we used to talk about essential hypertension. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Essential hypertension was, okay, you have high blood pressure. We don't have a clue as to why you have it, and you can't feel it, and you don't know it's there, but you have it, and it could be dangerous, right?
Right.
Remember those days? Okay. So now we have what we call silent inflammation. And or silent and chronic inflammation. People say, well, if inflammation is bad, then why do I have inflammation in the first place? Well, to back up a ways, you need inflammation in order to heal your body. Here's another Jerry Tennant principle. When you smash your thumb with a hammer, what has to happen is the voltage has to rise, and then the oxygen levels rise, and the nutrients get dumped into the area. It becomes rapidly inflamed, but it sends all these pro-inflammatory modulators and mediators into the area. It fixes the cells, and then it goes away. That's called acute inflammation, and that's the way our bodies are designed to function. But today, because we are so stressed out, we eat such a poor diet that's so acidic in nature, we have so many things going on, we have the invention of electricity, so our pineal gland doesn't get the message that we're supposed to go to sleep anymore. So we're overweight, we're stressed out, we have no sleep, we've got, you know, periodontal disease, we've got bleeding gums, blah, 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 we've got cell phone, we're talking on the cell phone, you know, most of the day, and it causes what we call chronic inflammation. Now, we kind of touched upon that before, where if you have, let's say you have bleeding gums, there's this other barrier that we talked about, the biological barriers. There's one barrier that I'm making a bigger deal out of these days. It's called the gingival sulcus barrier. And that's the barrier that's a little collar around your teeth. So when your hygienist or your dentist is probing in that area, they can, you know, the bugs and the bacterium can go into they can go systemic into the liver and cause C-reactive protein again, like we talked about, and cause chronic inflammation, which is bad. So now your body is revved up all the time, and you have your body produces what we call these pro-inflammatory mediators. Now that's not usually pro means good, but in this case it's bad, because it signals inflammation going on in your body systemically all the time. We call that chronic. And so what causes silent inflammation is bleeding gums, gingival disease, gingivitis, periodontal disease, tooth infections. So that's why I say get rid of your dental infections. Cavitations, osteocavitations, those holes in your head that you just don't know about that are causing you problems. Your failed root canals, trans fatty acids. Dana, you brought that up. Trans fatty acids are horrible because they make plastic cellular membranes. And your cells can't operate with plastic cellular membranes. That's why you need cholesterol, folks. Electromagnetic radiation and waves coming from your phone, chronic stress, indoor air pollution, heavy metal toxicity, which we haven't really touched upon, causes silent inflammation, lack of sleep, fast foods, refined sugars, alcohol, cigarette smoke, driving home, when you're behind a truck that's on the road that's leaking, petroleum gas fumes, all this kind of stuff. Also, here's another thing. Here's a pearl. Eating too much. The good news is, as we get older, the best thing we can do to reduce inflammation and stress is to eat less. It's called caloric reduction. And with the cost of food, you really don't need to eat quite as much as you used to, because it causes mitochondrial stress and it causes oxidation, free radical oxidation, which is just like it's metabolic pollution is what it is. There's two types of pollution. There's external pollution and there's metabolic pollution. So just eat less and you'll get healthier.
Well, that is a wonderful overview. And what we know in dentistry, and we've known this a long time, it didn't really get validated for a couple decades, that inflammation in the gingival tissues in the periodontium, that inflammation,
yep.
Inflammation spreads like a fire, increases the risk for heart damage, inflammation there.
Yep.
And we also know it increases the risk for miscarriage.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We're concerned about that. Let's talk briefly about the subject of genetics. You and I were talking about this, especially the MTHFR, which is a gene that makes folic acid convert to methylated active folate. Many people have this problem and they don't convert. So let's talk about that.
Okay. And you're exactly right. And let's back up for a moment and explain what we're talking about. What we're talking about is genetic SNPs testing. Okay. And I say, well, what do you mean by SNPs? It's called SNPs. And that stands for single nucleotide polymorphism. You're saying, what the heck is that? We all remember from college and from high school about the DNA pairing. The DNA has four base pairings, and those base pairings can be messed up. There's a genetic SNP, which means that you have a couple of base pairs that are reversed in your DNA. Well, so that when you're coding for the protein that makes MTHFR, which stands for methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Say that twice, or say that five times. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase, which is the enzyme that helps that process that Dana just described. But the cool thing is you can go now to your physician, and these tests aren't that big of a deal. They're not that expensive. However, if a traditional physician or a traditional insurance plan may not cover these tests, but they can reveal a ton of information. There's the MTHFR SNP. There's a VDR, which is a vitamin D SNP, which causes you not to convert vitamin D2 into vitamin D3 properly, and there's COMT SNPs. There's all kinds of SNPs. So, and they can tell you about how you metabolize and how you detoxify. Getting back to the MTHFR reductase SNP, it has huge implications for detoxification and for homocysteine production, which can affect, like Dana said, it can affect the heart. Because and that's one of those markers that I was talking about on the new factors for heart disease, for cardiac disease, is that you want to test homocysteine levels, because all of these markers that we're talking about, Dana, are much better markers than cholesterol. Cholesterol is at the scene of the crime, but it's not guilty. And, because cholesterol doesn't cause heart attacks. What causes heart attacks is oxidized LDL. And you can tell that from these tests that we're talking about, these LPP tests from SpectraCell. Or there's another one called VAP test. that's made by, I think it's Quest. I think it's either Quest or LabCorp. But you can talk to your healthcare practitioner about these. And that's where the internet is so good, is because you can go online and you can type in anti-aging doctor or biological dentist, and these people will come up, and you can just simply call and ask, say, do you guys test for this? How do I get tested? And then we can talk about regenerating new cells. But there was what else did you want to talk about, Dana, with respect to the MTHFR?
I think what's the important message, and on the show I bring up epigenetics, that is something to be done, because somebody's going to say, well, if I test for it, what's it going to tell me? The treatments for these gene variants, which can be harmful, these may or may not express themselves depending on how healthy or unhealthy your diet is. And it means that genes aren't carved in stone. They can express themselves, and you have the ability, based on your diet, lifestyle, environment, stressors, et cetera, to keep them quiet or to get them aggravated into doing the wrong thing. And I think that that's the good news. The problem is, in the medical community, the physicians aren't trained in how to nutritionally treat these. These are all based on diets and supplements, and a doctor may just give active folate, not understanding you've got to give methyl B12, trimethylglycine, vitamins, as the team to do the work. So medicine is trying to step up with that, but what you understand as a biological dentist and anti-aging medicine, you understand this. So a few words before we sign off. We have about a few minutes.
You hit the nail on the head. This is a great place to end. Okay, what you've described is phenotypic and genotypic expression. Just because you have the gene does not mean you have to express it. That's the phenotype. So what you talked about was epigenetics, and I call it nutrigenomics, and there's another one I coined called dietary endocrinology.
Yes.
What does that mean? What that means is what I eat. Here's the good news, folks. What you put in your mouth controls your genetics, and that's called epigenetics. Even though I have an expression of MTHFR, doesn't mean or VDR or COMT or some of these other SNPs tests, and there's a whole lot of them in the P450 cytochrome system in the liver that have to do with detoxification that we haven't talked about. But the fact that I'm eating a healthy, clean diet will mean that I'm not going to express the genotype. So I don't have to, just because I have the gene doesn't mean I have to express it. And they've done studies on this where they'll take twins, you know, who have pretty much the same genomic, measurements, and they'll put them on different diets, or they've grown up in different atmospheres or communities or whatever, and one dies early and one dies late. How do you explain that? It's epigenetics. It's nutrigenomics. What you eat affects your hormones. That's called dietary endocrinology. What you eat affects your gene switches. That's called nutrigenomics or epigenetics. And so what happens is what you've got to be thinking, folks, every time you put something in your mouth, what is this doing to my gene switch? And those gene switches are called cytoplasmic transcription switches. And there's a lot of them. And there's one called NFKB, there's one called NRF2, which increases and raises all the oxidation potential. And these genetic switches will turn on. There's another one called CERT1 and CERT2, which are anti-aging genes.
So
aging process.
I like what you're describing, because it's real, it's measurable, we can study it, we can test for it. I want to thank you, Dr. Tom, for being on the show. This was wonderful.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. I am reminded, as our lives move forward, every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So please remember, also, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breath breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.